London the next morning since BBC Bristol were interviewing Rod, who openly declares himself as a crop circle artist. As we walk toward the chosen interview spot overlooking an existing circle formation, the BBC cameraman suggested to John that it would be a shame if all circles were man-made.
Well, not necessarily, because, like, even so, I mean, you could say, you could jump the paradigm and then say, OK, so they're all made by people, but it doesn't necessarily take them away from the paranormal to some extent. Because some circle makers are convinced that the circles that they make are genuine and that they are real catalysts for paranormal events. For instance, there's some certain circles this year that have been plagued by paranormal events, and we know they're man-made. And also, there's certain stories between circle makers who actually have seen mysterious or paranormal or anomalous objects in the vicinity when they're making circles. So it's not as simple as saying they're man-made, so that's
it. They're boring.
Yeah. So it's a more dynamic argument than that, really.